You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Marino was shot. They score. The Penguins win it.
I'm anxious and a little nervous, but I feel ultimately confident about the Rangers tonight.
Well, I think you should.
Well, I'm not going to change our style of play, that's for sure.
Right? I mean, you had confidence going into the series that they would win it, so there's no reason to change that now.
I'm not going to make big adjustments. I'm just going to try and get it to be more consistent with their game.
I still stand by it. I like the Rangers' chances to win the series.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN. Let's get down
to business. All right, the big 7 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. Have we established that at 7:15 we're going to do a pickle? Is that locked in?
I trust you like that woman trusts her GPS. Like you say pickle at 7:15, I'm in.
I got a very nice tweet. A very, very nice tweet from Hinkie Haynes.
He listens to every second of the show.
He loves the show. He says, that was some amazing restraint by Dave not joining in to absolutely destroy Ray for questioning above-ground stairwells. He's really committed to being nicer to Ray.
I mean, congratulations for doing the bare minimum. I appreciate you, but, you know.
You know what? You said something which was questionable. I defended you. One of the two of us went right after you.
Okay, but did I end up being right?
I don't know.
Your answer was correct. The logic behind the answer, it wasn't so sound, but the answer was correct, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a blind squirrel.
Or a broken clock being right twice a day.
Exactly.
Listen, he got it right. That's all that matters, and he's figured out Price is right. Like, he's really developing into probably the smartest guy in the show, in my opinion.
Smartest guy in the show.
Listen, your sports knowledge, top notch. I'm just saying all around.
All around brightness on the show, you would give it to Santiago.
Street smarts. I mean, you name it. This guy doesn't get any sleep.
Slept 12 hours yesterday.
Hey, that's one day.
Last time I slept 12 hours, I had COVID.
Yeah, and you let everyone know about it, Captain.
What do you want me to do? I had to take days off from work. I was sick.
I almost sent you a cape with a big C on the back of it.
Please. At least you got a gift bag. Oh, the Rick DiPietro special gift basket when you were sick.
You should have seen the delivery I got from Ben's.
I don't even want to know. They sent you food, too?
Oh, I got matzo ball soup.
You are unbelievable.
Pastrami on rye with some coleslaw and some Russian dressing on the side. You name it. It's gorgeous.
I don't want to have this conversation. I don't want to have this conversation.
Well, don't ask that. I'm just letting you know.
I didn't ask. You're the one, you should see what they sent me. I'm sure they send you beautiful stuff. Because you know why? They're scared of you.
Oh, no. They respect me and they love me.
No. It's not respect. It's fear. You're like Tony Soprano. They don't respect you. They're just terrified of you.
False.
Anything that you don't like, now you freak out. Nobody wants that to happen. They treat you like like Shirley Temple was probably treated back in the day. You know what? We don't want a tantrum. Let's just placate Rick.
No. I say what you think, but you just you're chicken to say it. They fear RJ. We fear RJ. They respect me. I lead by love and respect.
No. And I want to get to the McShay way too early mock draft in a moment. No. But you're completely wrong. They respect RJ. They are terrified of you. Terrified.
Yeah, either way, though, I ended up with the edible arrangement and the cookies and the flowers.
I can't argue that.
And the Benz.
But they did check in on me like once or twice.
Give me my little cookie.
I mean,
Dave,
what is
did
that?
You die? No? All right. Well, were you going to come back tomorrow?
I'll tell you right now, if the whole anytime minutes thing was an issue still, you wouldn't even have got a phone call.
I think you're probably right. All right. So McShay, before we get into the pickle. Now, I mentioned this the other day with Mel Kiper, and you're like, you can't ask him about this stuff. It's way too early. Yes. Hence the way too early 2023 NFL mock draft. Here we go. This is what Todd McShay has. Now, the order of the draft only goes in inverse of what Caesars Sportsbook has as far as their Super Bowl odds. So don't think like, oh, they think the Jets are going to be, you know, that's not what they think. That's solely based on the odds at Caesars. But the picks, very interesting. Right off the bat, Houston, 1, quarterback Ohio State, C.J. Stroud. 2, Detroit, quarterback Alabama, Bryce Young. Jets, 3, Will Anderson. Jaguars, the receiver from Ohio State, and we go on and on. Giants would pick 8. I guess his name is Levis, right? Can't be Will Levi, so it's got to be Will Levis, quarterback from Kentucky. And then the Seahawks, he has 9, Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback out of Miami. So that is the way too early mock draft from Todd McShay.
Yeah, see, this was the problem. You have the 5th and the 7th pick in a year where you don't have, I mean, nearly. I mean, look at the amount of quarterbacks he has going in the first round.
He, as far as I see, 4, right? 4 in the first 9.
4 in the first 9. So, I mean, next year is the year to have, if you're looking for a quarterback, to have the 2 first-round picks.
So, is it fair to say, see, the Giants are in a weird position now. Because obviously you want to win games and you want to see competence from Jones and that Dable is capable and all that stuff. But in some ways, like, would you rather, I know this is a weird question, would you rather go 3-14 or 4-13 and just say, just talent-wise, you release Bradberry, you just don't have a ton of talent? Or would you rather go 7-10 where you wind up with the 8th or 9th or 10th pick, or 4-13 when you can nab one of these elite quarterbacks in this draft?
Well, what's the benefit of going 7-10? You don't make the playoffs.
Correct.
And I mean, does that solve the quarterback issue?
Not unless unless one of these guys that's the second tier quarterback slides to you and he winds up being a big time QB. But otherwise, no.
Okay, so I mean, if it doesn't solve it with the draft, and I mean, my question really was, does it solve you with Daniel Jones? Like, if I mean, does 7-10 does that give you? Does he play well enough?
I think it gives me my answer
season?
that he's not the answer.
Okay, so I mean, if that's the case, then to answer your question, no, you'd want the highest pick possible.
So you would prefer to go 3-14 rather than go 7-10.
Well, listen, if you're of the mindset that you've seen enough of Daniel Jones to know he's not the guy moving forward, and the ceiling on your wins is going to be 7, which doesn't get you into the playoffs, yeah, I mean, that does me no good. None. I mean, maybe it gives me some hope that we have the right coach. But, I mean, it doesn't solve my biggest issue, which is I don't have a quarterback.
No, it really doesn't.
Listen, you're going to have a ton of money to spend next year, too, in free agency.
Yeah.
With your cap.
You are. And you got to figure the offensive line's going to be pretty good, right? Like, there are going to be pieces that are in place that if you bring in a quarterback who's going to be a big-time QB, all of a sudden, now you're cooking.
Yeah, now you're cooking. But, I mean, you're in a spot now because you didn't pick up Daniel Jones' fifth-year option is that, like, the last thing you would want to have happen is like he's good but not great, and now you win too many games where you don't really have a shot at the, you know, the best quarterbacks available.
But I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen. Because
I don't think he's
terrible, and the schedule is not all that awful. Like, if the Giants go 4-13, I would actually be surprised by that this season.
No, I would too. I mean, you mentioned the defensive line. We'll see what happens. I mean, how they end up, you know, replacing Bradberry and everything else. And if Daniel Jones and Saquon can stay healthy and Kenny Golladay, that's been part of the problem too. And when, you know, and when we talked to Mel, he mentioned that is like even before the season started last year, right? Like, Saquon Barkley's coming back from the knee, so he wasn't really practicing. Golladay was hurt. Like, the offensive line was bad. Like, last minute they're trying to add pieces to the offensive line. Like, there was never any continuity going into the season. And it's just been, I mean, the offense has been just a disaster the last couple of years.
An absolute disaster. I just let me see it function somewhat normally this year.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I do like pickles, specifically our pickle. Let's do the pickle.
This is the pickle? Is this the real name? The pickle? All right, sure. This is the pickle.
I don't need the guy making fun of it. I'll tell you that right now.
He's got such a good voice, though. It's almost like you're not even paying attention to him taking shots.
It's a beautiful voice. So how does the pickle work? Maybe you're new to the pickle. Well, it's basically the baseball version of the frenzy. So when we get to your question, you get right to it. There's no, hey, guys, I love the show. You got, oh, Rick, so fun. No, none of that. Or, Rick, I'm also fearful of you, and I worry. None of that. You get right to your question, and we go rapid-fire style. 1-800-919-3776. Let's start out with the pickle and bring in Shooter in Stanford. Shooter, pickle.
Which Buck Showalter be the missing piece for the Mets to finally make their playoff run, and will it be the Yankees who actually fall apart?
I think Buck. Listen, I think Buck Showalter has already shown you that he's what this team has been missing. I don't think the Yankees fall apart. No,
I think he is the missing piece. I think he's hugely important. I think he adds a stabilizing factor, and I think he's been there before, and the guys love him. Yankees falling apart. I thought this was going to be a slog of a season for the Yankees. It's hard to envision that at this point. Let's go to Spike in St. Petersburg. Spike, you're on the pickle.
If Aaron Judge continues to play like this, how much will he get paid next year?
He's going to get over
a lot more than the Yankees offered. He's going to get paid more than the Yankees offered.
This is what happened. 230?
Well, it was 200. It was 213 was the offer.
213, and then if you included this year, it'd be up to 230, right?
Yep.
And that was for seven?
That was 213 for 7 years, yep.
Yeah, he'll get seven for 275.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to have to overpay. This is what happens in free agency. That's the risk that you run.
You let it go too long. You should have wrapped this guy up years ago. Brian Bergen, you're on the pickle.
Is there a player you could see Boston going after to get themselves right?
I think there's major problems with the Red Sox. I don't think one player puts them over the top.
Yeah, I was surprised you said that they're already going after Chaim Bloom and Boston. Well, I shouldn't be that surprised.
You say they go after Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, but look, their bullpen is horrible.
Yeah, no, listen.
You might not keep Xander Bogaerts there now.
Well, that's why you brought in Trevor Story, right? Just in case?
Yeah, just in case. So, no, I think you have real problems. I mean, you're starting rotation without Chris Sale. Now, Walker's been great. How long does that last for?
I think you have real problems in Boston. Well, see, that's the thing, though, too, right? I mean, that's one of the things Chaim Bloom brings from Tampa with him. Because I'm getting phone calls from my father-in-law already in Tampa. Our pitching staff stinks. So I'm like, well, can you relax, please? Please? It's relaxed.
They're like five games over 500.
I'm like, relax, please. Well, because now it's Tampa Bay now. This is what I have to deal with.
So if they don't win the whole thing now, all of a sudden there's a freak out?
Yeah, he's an animal. I had to calm him and settle him down after Tampa lost game one. The Lightning lost game one. I'm like, please, take a breath.
They've won two cups in a row.
I'm like, they don't lose back-to-back games. Relax, they'll win game two. It's okay.
I got to be honest. If you slapped him right across the face, I don't think anybody would have a problem with it.
I think his wife would encourage me to do it.
For acting like this? They just won two cups in a row, and you're going to act like that. Shame on you. Before we get to the next call, quickly, do you know how many games the Yankees are ahead of the Red Sox right now?
Oh, the Yankees are, I'm going to say, they are eight games.
Yeah, a big, juicy eight games ahead. James in Queens. James, you are on the pickle.
Who would you rank higher in the power rankings right now, Mets or Yankees?
Yankees, because I mean, they don't have a weakness with any of their pitching right now. Nothing. They don't have a weak starter, and they don't have a weak guy out of the bullpen. So for that reason, I would put the Yankees.
Yeah, I would have to say Yankees, too, just because, I mean, especially because of the bullpen right now.
I think there's your big difference. Buck in Stamford. Buck, you're on the pickle.
You guys said that the Nets were a big disappointment in basketball. Now, in the Mets and baseball, would they be a big disappointment also if they don't make the playoffs?
If they don't make the playoffs, yes, that'd be a big disappointment.
Yep.
Now, Santiago keeps trying to push me into if they don't make the World Series, that's a failure. I'm not going to go there.
No, it's year one of Buck, though. No.
I think that's a silly, silly take. George in Baltimore. George, you're on the pickle.
Yeah, since 2017, they've identified 366 low pitches called against Aaron Judge for strikes. How can the Yankees creatively, you know, address this with the league and with the umpires?
Robotic umpires.
I mean, you try to draw attention to it, and that's what Aaron Boone did last night and got himself kicked out. But, I mean, you remember, was it last year or the year before? At one point, Aaron Boone actually pulled his pants up over his knees so the umpire could see his knee. Because there were so many low strikes being called on him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he pulled his pants up over his knee so you could see his knee. I mean, I gave you that stat earlier. The stat he just gave you, I gave you early. What's more concerning?
It's not going to change.
No, but what's more concerning about that stat is that the second closest to that is Paul Goldschmidt, and it's 279 as opposed to 366.
So you're looking at, what, 80 less. But it's not going to change. He's a huge guy. But you know what's interesting is that you don't feel like you have that with Stanton, who's also a huge guy.
No, but I don't think Stanton has the same kind of plate discipline than Aaron Judge does.
I guess, yeah, Stanton's a little bit more wild. All right, so there you have it. That's the end of a beautiful dill pickle.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You get a chance to peruse any of the Phoenix-Dallas game last night?
I saw the first quarter, and then I tapped out of that game.
Did you happen to see what Phoenix shot on the night?
Let me guess. I haven't seen it. So Phoenix, you're talking about a field goal percentage game.
For the game.
Now, I did see like Chris Paul just shot some phenomenal, like 8 of 11 or something. I'm going to say Phoenix for the game shot 59%.
How about 64.5%?
Oh, my God. I mean, what they won by, what, 20?
They won, 129-109.
How do you shoot 65% for a game?
65%, 52% from three.
You know who's turned himself into a star? DeAndre Ayton.
He's a stud. Mikal Bridges is a stud.
Paul Booker. That's what
Chris Paul is doing,
team, though.
I mean, what Chris Paul is doing, and he's like, I mean, he might be the last. I mean, the last of like a true legitimate point guard is.
Yeah, he really is.
But it's just like, I mean, it's fun to watch him play, though, man. It's like he just knows, like, he knows how to get guys in rhythm, you know, how to, you know, pick up the pace, slow down the pace. And then when he needs to score, like, he scores. I mean, he's 11 of 16 last night, had 28 points.
So there's no way they don't win that series.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing they're going to lose
the
series.
There's no way they don't win that series. And then everyone seems to have given Golden State the green light also, which I probably tend to agree with, right?
Well, they have their hands full right now.
I know, but they could have won game two, and they won game one, and now they have home court.
I think a lot of people think...
a ruling on Dylan Brooks yet? Is he suspended?
I haven't seen anything yet.
You see what they did in the NBA? This is weird. So Wednesday, last night, you had Philly and Miami, which is almost an unwatchable series. You had Philly and Miami, and then you had, like you mentioned, Dallas and Phoenix. So there's no games tonight, which I find to be strange. You know what the games are tomorrow night? We go back to Philly and Miami and Dallas and Phoenix.
Yeah.
So the other two series went Tuesday, Saturday. These two series go Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, the NBA playoff schedule is weird. That's the beauty of the NHL. That's another reason why I love the NHL, too, is that it's just...
Every other night. Right? You play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday. It's like, you know, every other night. Now, we don't have times, right? I guess through game six, it'll be 7 o'clock, and then game seven, that Sunday, May 15th. We don't have a time for that yet, right?
Game seven for the Rangers?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen one.
Because you know what? I mean, that's terrifying for me. Because at some point, I'm going to be asked, do you want to do this on that Sunday? I got to keep that whole day, that whole block open right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let anyone sniff around that day. The second you hear that date, you just say, no, I can't do it.
Yep. So you next Sunday, do you want to? Nope, can't do it.
No, yeah, as soon as they say next Sunday, nope, sorry.
So I'm thinking May 15th. I can't make any plans that entire day until I see what the Rangers
are going to be. Now you're going to swing
it? Yeah, I mean, first of all, you don't want to be in a Game 7. Second of all, if there is a Game 7, you want no distractions whatsoever.
Would you want to go to that game?
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
I think I might.
RJ, you in? Game 7?
Yeah, next Sunday, I think we'd have to be there.
Sunday, May 15th. You're in. We know yeah. Raymond will be there. So that's it. That's our outing. Game 7.
Yeah, it depends on what time, though. I'm going to have to see a time on that
one. See, here. I mean, it took 40 seconds.
No, listen. I'm just saying, and I'm sure
so
it's not going to be.
So what time wouldn't work? So 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock? Where is the time that you're like, oh, I can't go then?
Well, I have to check. I have to check the lacrosse schedule. I'm more concerned about what time the lacrosse game is than what time the Rangers game is.
Well, we know the lacrosse game is not going to be in the evening.
No, definitely not in the evening. So I'm wide open evening-wise.
But the Rangers game would probably be a 3 o'clock puck drop, I bet you.
And what day is this, the 15th?
The 15th. But, I mean, think about that for us. It's a weekend day. It doesn't even affect sleep.
Doesn't affect sleep, no. But it could get, I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. I mean, me, you, RJ, Santi dropping in, the pressure of a game 7, I'm going to have a couple beverages. I think I have to.
I don't understand why there's pressure for you a game 7 when it's not even the team you root for.
Because I can feel it. I'm saying I'll feel it in the building. I'll be stressed out, so I'm going to have a couple. I mean, you're not going to want a couple of adult beverages?
No,
calm
I don't
your
like
nerves?
To drink during the games. No.
This is going
to
go sideways very quickly.
No.
Last
time I went to a game, someone, Dawn in the suite, was making fun of me when I saw her recently. It was game 7
That's
Rangers.
That's because you were wearing pajama pants. That's why she was making fun of you.
You know what? Shut up. Really. I'm sick and tired of you making fun of me nonstop. I'm going to go to HR and say I'm uncomfortable in my work surroundings.
All right, that's fine. Get me fired.
I was trying to tell a story, and then you had to jump in and get your little dig in there.
All right, so Don was making fun of you.
Forget it.
Here we go.
It's dead. You killed the story. I had a story. It was a good story. I think it was an entertaining story, and you killed it. So good for you. Good on you. Congratulations.
If you had 742 on your bingo card is when Dave would quit, you win.
When did I take shots at you today?
Well, when do you not take shots
when
at
me? The answer would be I didn't, because I'm a good teammate, because I'm here for you. When do you take shots at me? I'm about to dive into a big story. And you know what? I'm not Captain Repetitive, where I'll tell you a story in the 6 o'clock hour and then tell you the same one in the 7 o'clock hour.
This
is a fresh new story for you.
You know, stop yourself. I don't tell the same stories in the same day.
That's true. But there's a good chance we get the same story next week that you told us today.
All right, you want to hear that?
Have I ever told you the time the guy peed on my pad?
I told that story one time.
Nana. You're like Nana.
You want the parachute
story
again?
No, Nana, you never told us that story. And everyone's rolling their eyes behind the scenes. Of course we've heard this story 500 times. But because you don't want to embarrass Nana, now tell us the story again, Nana, about when you had a pony when you were a kid.
Well, I didn't have a pony, and you'd be lucky to have a Nana story, and you'd be lucky to have if I was your Nana.
I don't even have a Nana.
Well, I could be your Nana. I'll give you juicy fruit. Maybe I'll give you a handshake with a $10 bill in it. Maybe some goulagosh.
Why do you tell us the story how you used to get a larger amount of money from Nana like you've never told us before?
Well, no, because it's not a story that needs to be told right now.
Boy, I got ripped for 9 straight minutes. You guys, 9 straight seconds. Look at you.
Don't say me. It's not me. It's Captain Sensitive over here.
Look at you guys.
Captain Sensitive. I had a story I wanted to share with you last time I was in a game 7 for the Rangers.
We've gathered.
Yeah, I've seen the picture. You dump wine on Rucco. I get it.
I didn't dump it. I was flailing, and I hit wine, and it went all over his pants, and he freaked out. But the last time I was in a game 7, I almost got into a fight with someone.
Counts as a dump, by the way.
Why? Why did you almost get into a fight with somebody?
Somebody yelled at me, and I said, I want to fight you.
How did you almost get in a fight? I told the man I would fight him on the scene.
And you know who it was. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way. Heard this, and you will be startled at who it was.
This would scare me. This version of you frightens me.
Startled at who it was.
Someone we know.
Someone you know.
See, I don't have this in me.
Someone that caused great fear and angst to people at our station.
Would you like it in you, RJ?
What's wrong with you?
See? He can't stop. He can't turn it off. When he was at the station, he caused great grief for many people. Any guesses?
No, I know who it is.
At the station.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
On-air talent or no?
On-air talent.
Oh, on-air talent.
On-air talent.
No, I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
Lumberg.
Very famous.
Lumberg.
Nope. Mike Lupica.
You trying to fight Mike Lupica?
Well, I threatened to fight him, yes.
How do you still have a career?
Rangers-Tampa. Remember that game 7 when all of a sudden McDonough couldn't play? Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
And we're in the suite, and he's like, you got to calm down. I was like, go away. I got to calm down. Give me a break. All right, this is the biggest game the Rangers have had since the 94 Cup. I got to calm down. And then the game ends, and I'm heartbroken. And he's got to write, so he's got to have quiet. And I'm walking around the suite, and I don't want to leave, and I'm furious. I'm like, I'm talking to myself. I can't believe it. Now this off season, and this is going to be the end of the run, and I'm so upset. I can't believe it. And he's like, would you please be quiet? I'm trying to write. I said, well, why do you have to write here? I said, why don't you go to the press room and write? And he got upset, and I said, you have a problem? And then he kind of backed down a little bit.
Who the hell are you?
I don't understand why. I mean, poor Mike Lupica's trying to do his job, and you won't leave the suite?
Well, why should I have to leave the suite? Well, why wouldn't he leave the suite?
Well, why are you lingering in the suite for no reason?
Well, why is he lingering?
Because he's working.
Well, you know what? There's a beautiful press room at the Garden.
Well, maybe if you had a drink or two at the game, it would calm you down a little bit.
A drink or two? No. You see, if I have a drink or two at some of these sporting events, now I can't focus the way I need to focus.
If he had a drink or two, Mike Lupica may no longer be with us.
Yeah, he would have fought Mike Lupica.
He probably would have thrown him out of the suite.
I would have. And I'm telling you, I could take Lupica.
Well, I would hope so. Although I've heard Lupica's feisty.
First of all, he's like mid-60s, and he's tiny.
I think he takes classes, just so you know.
He takes classes in what, the martial arts?
Yes.
He takes classes. He's gonna bust out his gi.
Could you imagine how embarrassing that would be for you, though?
I'd have to leave the state.
I think you'd have to resign immediately.
Why is Rothenberg all bruised? Lupica pummeled him. I'd have to go.
Like I could see Lupica being like a capoeira guy, like where you all of a sudden he pulls out the dance fighting, and then you're done. Done.
Like what is that, like Brazilian jiu-jitsu? You think all of a sudden he's going to start with like sweeping leg moves?
It's the dance fighting, man.
I'm not scared of him, I'll tell you that.
That would be all bad for you, though, if you tried to bite off that. And Lupica just...
Probably so. I was so angry. And he's like, how about this? How about you just go down there and you yell, and I'll do my writing back here. I was like, fine. And I went down into like where they have the seats, and I was just like, just beside myself.
That must have been a tough loss for you.
Terrible loss. I know you find this hard to believe. I don't take losses like that well.
Oh yeah, no, I don't find that hard to believe at all. Of course, I know that.
No, but you know what? Like, there are, like, the Knicks losing to the Hawks, whatever. Like, what did you expect? I was upset, but I wasn't heartbroken. Here's what upsets me. When my team, I look at my club and I say they have a real chance to win a championship, and it falls short, that's what really upsets me. When the Giants lost to the Eagles in 2008, when Dominic Hickson dropped that bomb from Eli Manning and the Giants were trying to go back-to-back the year that Plexico Burris shot himself in the leg, that still haunts me, that loss.
Yeah, I could see that. It's always worse when your team actually has expectations.
Right? Like the Giants last year, like I wasn't all that. Like when they just kept losing game after game after game, I'm like, all right. I mean, they're awful. This is what it is.
It was like last year with the Islanders losing in Game 7, knowing that you're going to get Montreal in the finals.
Right. You win one more game, and you probably are the Stanley Cup champions.
You probably win the cup, yep.
So, yeah, those are the ones that haunt me. All right, so I want to get into this Yankees point. I want to make sure I say this properly because I think you're going to jump down my throat. But I almost feel like the regular season for the Yankees is a no-win situation. Because if they win 102 games, all right, you won 102 games, that's great, but it's still what do you do in the postseason that matters. And if you underachieve and underperform and, you know, don't win the division or win 91 games and wind up with a wild card, well, now you're not as good as a lot of people thought you were. So I was thinking about this. I think this is a regular season of almost no win. I think the entirety of the season for the Yankees rests on what they do in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think this is something that we talked about. I mean, the goal is obviously to win your division and put yourself in a spot to get that, you know, get that bye, right? I mean, you don't want to have to play in that series if you can avoid it. But this team, I mean, and again, this was the agenda set out by your GM, was that we want to win championships, not a championship. And you haven't been to the World Series since 2009 when you won. So I think this team, I mean, there'll be ups and downs and everything else, and we'll take phone calls criticizing the team and how it's been put together and everything else, but you know, ultimately it's going to be how this team performs in the postseason. That's it.
Right. Now, are you of the mindset, because I'm not there yet, that this is a very good team, or do you still need to see a little bit more? Because at some point, they're going to scuff. They're going to have some issues.
Yeah, but every team does. Every team will have a, you know, a rough patch, injuries or whatever it ends up being. Guys all slumping at the same time. But, I mean, I think what separates this team from...
Is their pitching?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get starting pitching like this, and even last night when Nestor, I mean, didn't have his best stuff, was having a hard time finding the strike zone, right? His control wasn't there. I mean, he grinded through four innings and gave you a chance. I mean, only gave up the two runs.
You allowed two... I mean, it's clear to say your pitching was not great by any stretch last night. And you allowed two runs.
Well, hold on. Your starting pitching wasn't great.
Okay, but overall, the Yankees pitching, which has been great, was not at that level last night, and you still only allowed two runs.
Well, I would push back on that, though. I think
you're
going to
tell me the bullpen was so good, right?
Dude, Mike, I mean, did you watch what Michael King did yesterday?
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
And then Holmes comes in. I mean, you're talking about between King and Holmes, they pitched four innings and didn't allow a hit. Didn't allow a hit. Struck out four, didn't allow a hit.
See, that if you just, and the Yankees, see, the Mets starters, you look at them and you're like, I need length. I need 6 1/3, 7 innings, and then I have the three relievers that I like. Yankee starters, if you get 6 innings and then you hand it over to that bullpen, you're in such great shape. Even if you get 5 innings, you're in great shape with that bullpen.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
So it's like, go give me everything you have, and if you got nothing left after you've thrown 4 2/3 or 5 innings, we're going to be fine with that.
Yeah, with the hope, right? With the hope that now all of a sudden, you know, Gerrit Cole every fifth day is the exception to that rule. So we actually have a day where we can, you know, we can not go, you know, so deep into the bullpen. Gerrit comes in, gives us 7, and then all we have to worry about is the 8th and the 9th.
That's correct. Well, that's what he's paid for, and that's what he's paid to do. But, yeah, they have a tremendous advantage. And I've said this, and this is kind of my mission statement with the Yankees this year. I've never seen a bullpen like this before, ever, from top to bottom.
No, I have a hard time disagreeing with you because, I mean, you keep asking the question, like, tell me in that, you know, who comes out of that bullpen that you don't necessarily trust? And it's not a lot of guys that you can point to, if any.
No. So talented. They're so talented.
They stay healthy. The big thing with them is they have to stay healthy.
That's the big thing. And at some point, they're going to have injuries, and I guess the question will be, how do they move past those? But as far as the talent level from a bullpen, it is at a different level. Talent level within our show? Oh, the great Ray Santiago and his three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
All right, so we were listening to Aaron Boone presser from last night, and this was dropped in.
You know, Kinger came in, and, you know, we had our chances.
Seemed to annoy Dave. He doesn't like when nicknames like that are put out, and I get it.
It feels forced.
But, I mean, it's very common in baseball and hockey all the time, you know? You put an ER at somebody's name, like, you know, for instance, on the Rangers, Greg McKegg, they just call him Kegger. It's Kegger. Nice and simple. You know, nicknames are great.
But what would I be?
Fatty.
You're nasty. You really are.
That wasn't me. It was Rick.
Yeah, I know. I'm not talking to you. I should call your barber, the lady that does your hair, and say, listen, savage that thing.
I don't have a lady that does my hair. Darren does.
There's no
my
way
hair.
You go to just a normal barber.
I go to Darren. Darren does my hair.
Yeah, but it's a salon.
Well, can I ask you a quick question, too?
Oh, no, why is
Gleyber Torres not playing last night?
I don't have the answers. That's a question for Aaron Boone.
Have you seen what he does against Kikuchi?
Number two.
You go to a salon.
You're talking about the salon and the barbers. RJ talked about going to get a pedicure, and he was getting his feet slapped around for some reason. producers getting abused while getting treatment is a common theme here, and I'm starting to worry a little bit. I hope nothing happens to me when I go for
a haircut. I think it's a kink thing for RJ.
Something.
I think he likes it.
They were slapping his feet. He didn't know what to do.
It's an undercover story, the abuse.
It's not common.
Number one.
Here's another thing that worries me based on what we've heard in the last segment. I mean, I guess we're committing to a game seven if it does happen, but like Dave in the suite, it troubles me. If he had some liquor in him, he might have ended Mike Lupica. What's to protect any of us from him if Dave goes off the deep end?
I think Lupica takes Dave.
No, there's no way. There's no way that Lupica takes me. And there's no way I would attack any of you unless you asked for it.
No, listen, I already told RJ, I'm offering him safe haven up in the press box if it comes to it.
You never know. Maybe RJ takes his shoes and socks off and asks for it. Who knows?
Slap my feet. All right, Santi, very, very well done. What was the number one star, by the way? Just me being an animal?
Yeah, basically.
All right. Let's bring in Jay Will. The opposite of animal, and this is a man's man. I mean, KJM comes your way in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. Jay, it's been too long. How are you?
Yeah, Dave. You know what? I heard that you guys heard my little Memphis thing the other day, and
thought part of that Donaldson deal.
Yo, it's Jay Williams, and I'm headed to Memphis. That's right. For what is the biggest game of the season so far?
So Jay's on the way to Memphis.
And I got you guys all flustered. What, did I throw you guys off your game? That's easy for me to throw you off your game?
Well, yeah. Typically, when we're talking to someone in another, a voice out of nowhere just starts to chatter about where they're going to be around the country. Yes,
are we
that
punting?
Can be very disconcerting.
Are we punting?
Also, Dave, did you tell another man to hit me in the head? I mean, now we're promoting violence? What is going on?
I didn't like a take you had, and I think it was slap you in the head. But yes, I was frustrated by that.
Yeah, it felt more like punch, like a close fist punch.
Were you listening to that, or did Keyshawn run back and tell you?
Oh, I listen to your show all the time. I try to tell you guys, I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. Not today, because I'm angry at you, Dave. Rick, I like you a lot better.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Yeah. I just feel like our relationship is blossoming.
It's all right, I'll step out.
You followed me on Twitter, and I have been very conscious of my timeline. I just want you to know that.
Good move, by the way, too. Reaching out in Memphis.
Thank you.
What should I see in the city? I love that. That's nice.
Yeah,
and Rick, we bonded
Memphis.
Even further because you admitted that you pooped in your pants.
Yep.
And stayed in the goal for 18 minutes on our show.
That's well, what I didn't tell you is Jake, said I don't think you guys could handle it, and I was, again, there was only so much I could share at the time. That one lasted the entirety of the third period as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The entirety of the third period. Did you not? I would have called a timeout. Dave, would you not call a timeout?
But
get me out of the game so I can at least wipe, please.
You know, why are we having this conversation?
Well, because Rick
brought
it up.
At that point, though, Jay. At that point, it's all mixed together.
And
it's sweat.
It's beyond wiping, Jay. It's probably down his legs.
What is the brown stuff on the ice? Why are guys slipping? What is happening?
Do you worry about that? It's like the play-by-play announcer is like, all right, puck to the right of the brown stuff in the DiPietro net.
The puck is like leaking darkness on the ice. What is going on?
Like the ice crew won't even come by the crease because they're not sweeping it up. We ain't touching that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my. Where are you in Memphis? Where are you now, Jay?
I am. I'm in Memphis. I'm down here. I went to a place yesterday, you know, because I'm getting ready for our game against Allen Hunt and Bart. I was, yeah, and Bart Scott. So I went to a place to get up shots yesterday. I punished some 12-year-old kids, blocked their shots into the stands and talked trash. I'm getting myself physically and mentally prepared for this battle.
All right.
Well, but if that's what you're looking to do, RJ, our producer's available if you want
to
do something. Don't do
that. Don't be so nasty. RJ, don't be mean about his height. Couple of very quick things. Firstly, have you brought it to the attention that we are hosting the 2x2 tournament, Rick and I?
I've been pushing for it. Justin Craig, our boss, is sitting right next to me. He's giving the X. He's saying no. He doesn't think it's going to happen.
Great.
He doesn't like you guys.
Tell Justin I hope that the next time he runs, his nipples bleed all over his shirt.
And on that note, Jay, without having any idea what's coming up on the show, we know you're going to talk Ben Simmons. We look forward to that. We love you, and we will talk to you soon.
Dave, in 10 seconds left, tell me what you think about Ben Simmons. Go.
We don't have that.
I feel it every day.
Because
good
you
job,
have
Dave.
Your show
way to deliver
right now. All right, great job, Jay. We'll talk to you very soon. Nobody has any respect for the clock except for me. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.